Good morning, Santa Clarita. This is Thursday, May 2nd, and this is your flash briefing for today. Deputies rescue man from trying to commit suicide, threatening to jump off the Highway 14 overpass bridge on Golden Valley Road. This comes 24 hours after Supervisor Catherine Barger told a large group in Valencia about a need for more mental evaluation teams, given their effectiveness in responding to the mental health incidents. Currently, there aren't mental evaluation teams working around the clock, but sheriff officials hope to have that solved by the end of the summer. Circle of Hope, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting the Santa Clarita Valley families in their battles with cancer, announced the hiring of a new executive director on Wednesday. Laura Kirchhoff, a longtime board member, comes to replace Pam Ripley, who was our organization's director for 4 years. Pam's reasoning for leaving was so she could spend more time with her family. Now for sports. The West Ranch softball team will be moving on to the second round of the playoffs after defeating Millican 9-5 at the home in the first round of the 2019 CIF Southern Section Division 3 playoffs on Thursday. It's the first time these kids have been to the playoffs since 2015, so it's a great opportunity for them, said West Ranch head coach Phil Guerrero. The Wildcats take on Palmdale High School softball team in the playoffs of the Division 3 tournament on Tuesday, May 7th at 3:15 p.m. I'm Daniel Valencia, and that concludes our daily flash briefing for today. For more information on any of the stories we have covered, please feel free to go to our site at www.signalscv.com. This has been the Santa Clarita Signal News. See you tomorrow.